It's time for the all-new Gervie's Law, cross-examining the ages, with your host, Alan Gervie, and introducing your co-host, Michelle Lobato. Alan is the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervie & Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm which has represented injured workers for over 40 years. And now, here's your host, Alan Gervie.
Hi, I am Alan Gervie, and this is Gervie's Law. What a show for you today. I'll tell you, I'm a little bit sad that this is our last show of the season. We've made it through, and here's Michelle Lobato. Congratulations. What a great job you've done
through
this season.
I've had a lot of fun.
And this is going to be it, our last show for the season.
Yep.
Are you as emotional as I am?
Yeah, especially given our special guest today.
Yeah, well, we're going to get to the special guest in a second. In fact, we can tell them we're doing the last show of the season with my kids, Hudson Gervie and Harper Gervie. And I'm excited to have them on the show. They've been on the show a number of times. The show's been going on for 14 years. And they're not quite 14, but they started on the show many years ago, and we're so happy to have them on our last show of the season. I'm wearing my shirt. It's my dad's shirt. Michelle, what does it say?
A son's first hero, a daughter's first love.
A son's first hero, a daughter's first love. And what sport are they playing on my shirt?
Hockey.
Oh, wow. That's good. Does it look like it?
Yeah.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah. It is super cool.
I got it on Facebook for $9.99.
What a steal.
What a steal. I mean, sometimes you get some good deals there. But I've been wearing it for like 10 years. It's still relevant. And I'll tell you, I'm not sure what's going to happen next season. I have to tell you, Michelle, I'm contemplating retirement.
Wow.
Yeah. This may be it for Gervie's Law.
Okay.
But I haven't made the decision. Like all athletes who are trying to decide whether to retire. Aaron Rodgers. Do you know who Aaron Rodgers
is? Football?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harrison Smith, who's a favorite of Hudson's and mine. I'm not sure if he's going to play this year. Jonathan Toews for the Winnipeg Jets hasn't decided. And I'm with all of those jocks because I'm not sure what's going to happen next year. I would like to do my 15th year. It would be fun to have the 15th year and like Aaron Rodgers maybe do a year of retirement year. Or maybe I'll just hang it up. I don't know.
I don't know. What would you do with all your free time?
I don't have any free time. But the kids are becoming so much of a time suck that I don't know that I'm going to have time to do the show. Kids, can I call you kids?
Sure.
Will I have time to do the show next year?
Yeah, you will.
Yeah.
You should do it.
You want me to do it, Hudson? Yeah. You want me to do it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're really good at it.
Oh, that's very sweet.
That's so nice. Wow, he's going to get a free lunch today.
Wow. Wouldn't he get one anyway?
Good point. Good point. He probably would. But we want to talk about you. It's not about me. We'll see. We'll make that decision toward the end of the summer, see if we're going to come back or not. But if not, it's been an amazing 14 years. But if I come back, then we'll do a whole new season, and I'll look forward to that. So let's talk about the kids. Why don't we have them introduce themselves? But maybe we can ask them questions. Michelle, you want some? Ask them questions, and they can answer. We'll do it. What do you call that, Harper?
Like rapid fire questions, I guess.
Yeah, rapid fire questions. So why don't
we ask them? Quick questions.
Quick questions. Quick That's questions. Rapid fire. You ready? And it'll be just for introductory purposes, and then we'll get into some of the mind, the middle school mind.
The
we'll see where
mind.
They're at. But right now, for our last show of the season, let's find out a little bit about Hudson Gervie, music please, and Harper Gervie, bump but a dump, and here it is, the rapid round.
Okay. Favorite movie?
I would say Mamma Mia or Mean Girls.
Wow, okay.
For me, probably Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
It's a good one. I love Ferris Bueller's
Favorite
Day
celebrity?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
Like
any category. Artist.
Anything.
Athlete. Could be anything.
For me, probably Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson. He loves Justin. Who's that? He is the receiver for the Minnesota Vikings. And Hudson has two autographed pictures in his room, or one in the room, one in his study. And he's everything's Justin. He's got shirts and everything. And our dream is to meet Justin Jefferson. We're going to go to the Vikings game in the fall. We're not sure. Probably the Buffalo Bills game. And we go down into the tunnel where they come out, and Justin Jefferson's never stopped to say hello and give an autograph, although people like Adam Thielen, Harrison Smith, some of the others have, but we're hoping for Justin Jefferson. I bought you some time, Harper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, still haven't really thought of it.
Okay, so you're going to skip it? You don't have a favorite?
Yeah, skip.
Okay, let me ask you a question. How old are you?
I'm 12.
I didn't stump you on that. Harper is 12. Hudson is?
13.
Are you twins?
Nope.
No? You look the same. Do you think they're twins?
They look very similar, but they're not twins.
They're called, what do they call that? Irish
fraternal.
Twins? Oh, fraternal.
You're not fraternal twins.
No, you are not. Okay, and what grades in school are you going to now because you're finished school?
8th grade.
7th grade.
7th grade, okay.
Favorite subject in school?
History or choir?
Probably English or history.
Okay, English and history. They're just like me. I was never a math guy or a science guy. I was always in the history, geography, English, that kind of thing. So they did well. They both did very well in school. So congratulations for having a great school year for both of you. And tell us what your hobbies are, what you like to do.
I like to do softball and musical theater.
Okay.
I like baseball and like football and basketball.
All sports?
Yeah.
All right. Are you going to camp this summer?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to Pally camp.
Same with me.
And what are you going to do there?
I don't know. I've never been, but I think we're doing like an acrobat thing.
You're going to do acrobats?
Yeah.
But other stuff as well?
Yeah.
And you're going with some friends?
Uh-huh.
And Hudson?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do like sports.
No, you're doing broadcasting.
No, I think I'm doing
sports. I signed you up for broadcasting.
I don't think I'm doing that.
Well, you'll have to make your own decision, but we'll see. You do so much sports, and you just had a baseball tournament. You did fantastic in the baseball tournament in Santa Barbara this weekend. Congratulations on that. The team, unfortunately, fell a little short, but you had a great tournament. Probably your best catch I've ever seen you make in center field. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Of course you do. There was no video on it, but I'm sorry. I wish I would have videoed it, but it was a diving, beautiful sports center moment. So that's going to be camp. How many camps have you been to in sleepaway camps, Hudson? You're one and done, aren't you?
Yeah.
I've been to one. No, you've been to four.
Oh, yeah.
One and done, meaning you go and then you go to another one the next year.
Yeah.
Harper, what about you?
I went to BB camp once and I hated it. No offense. You went there, I know. And then I went to Riverway twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now I'm going to Pally.
Hudson?
I went to the one she said, the BB camp.
And you loved it?
I don't really like it.
What does BB stand for?
B'nai B'rith. Mm-hmm. It's up in Canada. It's on the water. Beautiful camp. But, it didn't work out that well.
And then I also went to Riverway for 1 year.
Yeah.
And it was, like, all right.
Yeah.
And then I went to, I forgot the name, but.
The Maccabiah Sports Camp?
Oh, yeah. That one.
In San Francisco?
Yeah, that one.
And now you like that one?
Yeah.
And then you're going to Pally?
Yeah.
All right, well, that'll be fun. Are you guys going on a trip this summer?
Yeah, we're going to Costa Rica.
What are you going to do there?
I think
ziplining.
Yeah. Maybe.
And go in the pool.
See some animals.
Yeah.
Right? They have a lot of wildlife.
Have you been there?
No.
So what do you think they should go and do there?
Well, I have no idea. I've never been there. Have fun. That's what you should do.
What else are you doing this summer?
We're having our bar mitzvah.
Oh, yeah.
Or b'nai mitzvah.
B'nai mitzvah. What is a b'nai mitzvah?
It's when two people have, like, the same.
A bar mitzvah
at
together.
At the same time, yeah.
So they call it a b'nai, which is the two of you.
Yeah.
Are you excited about that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Have you been studying hard?
Yeah.
For how long?
Like a year.
Yeah.
A year?
Year.
Do you have some tutoring?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Any shout-outs?
Shout out to Nancy Hochenberger
and Canner Asher.
Yeah. Shout out to both of them for helping you with your preparations. Do you know, Michelle, what it's going to be like?
No, I've never been to a bar or a bar mitzvah.
You've never been and you're...
I have not.
And you're converting to Judaism?
Let's not put that on live radio, but yeah, I'm considering it. So maybe you guys can teach me some things and try to sway me one way.
What would you say is the best thing about preparing for or having a bar or bat mitzvah? You haven't had it yet.
Yeah, what are they like? Is it a big, fun party?
Yeah, the parties are fun.
And you're going to do you're going to become young adults. And it's an important service that you're going to do. And then you'll party at nighttime. You're going to dance the night away.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. All right. So that's what you are doing this summer. It'll be exciting. And then you'll go back to school. And tell us the last question we have, because we're going to turn the tables and we're going to have you ask us questions. Do you want to be a broadcaster and ask us questions?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Before we do, Michelle, what do you want to know from a middle school mind?
What are you most excited for in life?
Good question.
Probably just like having like a family.
Or like having kids. Like the freedom to do like what I want.
That's a great answer.
It's very exciting to be able to do what you want.
How do you feel about those answers?
I agree with both of them. I think one is very grounded, and one is a very grounded answer. Having a family and your own kids one day, that's like circle of life, meaning of life for a lot of people, and having the freedom to do what you want. It costs money to be able to do what you want, though. So you got to work hard, play hard.
Yeah. So tell us, you know, when you talk about that, what do you think the biggest challenges are for middle school kids right now?
Probably like the
homework and tests. Yeah. And just like...
It's like a lot compared to like elementary school.
Being very stressed out.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad that, you know, and I know that's true, and it's not just you guys, it's everyone, the stress. Because I try and think back, and I thought I just wanted to enjoy middle school. I mean, high school was a little stressful, but... I think the stress is starting younger. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think it is. Like, even in, like, fourth grade, I remember feeling, like, not as stressed as I am now, but, like, stressed.
What do you think you can do to combat stress? Like, what are some ideas that can make you feel more relaxed so you can enjoy your time as a 12- and 13-year-old versus just being stressed about it? Like, do you think being on your devices reduces stress or it causes more stress?
I mean, it can do both. Like, if I'm on my device for, like, more than, like, an hour and a half, 2 hours.
That's a lot.
Then I feel like it just can be, like, make everything more stressful because it feels like I'm, like, postponing everything else that I have to do.
Makes sense.
But, like, it can be just, like, not stressful if I'm only on it for, like, a little bit.
Yeah.
Also, a really like popular stress reliever is like Nidos. A lot of people.
What is that?
You don't know what a Nido is?
They like it's like a squishy toy.
It's like a squishy toy. They're going like really viral right now.
Aren't those just called stress balls?
Yeah, but like they're more than that.
Are they expensive? Okay. Needles?
Right now, some are selling for like $50.
That is expensive.
Wow. Okay. Got to get some of those.
So that's a stress relief.
Yeah, for some people.
What about like going outside and going for a walk and breathing? Is that something on kids' minds or that would be nothing that you would do?
Some kids' minds.
Yeah, what do you and your friends plan when you like say, let's go have some fun? What's the plan?
Usually go to like the commons, which is
And walk around. Okay.
Yeah, especially since like now we're just kind of coming to like the age where like we're allowed to go by ourselves. I think it's like a little bit more exciting for us.
What's going on? You're talking about coming to an age, and I've noticed that you're not really into boys and girls, boy meaning girl and a girl and a boy, with the way I was. Why is that? Now you're getting embarrassed, Harper. Is it?
No, I'm not.
No, you're not. Say it. So are you looking forward to, like, having that kind of relationship with the opposite sex versus just being hanging out with, like, Hudson hangs out with guys all the time, you hang out with girls?
I don't really know how to answer that, but I guess, like, people just kind of, like, aren't, like, as,
You don't have to answer it.
Into I think it?
They're not into it. Okay. Because they're well, into like their
our,
devices.
Our age,
I know. I know. Hudson, is that true? They're more...
No. I don't know.
I think when you get to be 13, maybe, you know, maybe that's what's happening. Anyway, we'll steer clear of that because... Okay. It's not something that it's comfortable for the middle school mind. What do you think the most important thing in life is? When you, I mean, you've talked about family. You've talked about
freedom.
Freedom. What about a job? What about
yeah? Do
work?
We have two future lawyers with us here?
Maybe if everything yeah. else fails.
That is the greatest. That.
Why did you take the video away from that? Jose, I can't believe it. He's like cracking up.
That is a great plan Z.
Yeah.
If everything else fails, be a lawyer.
Follow your dreams first.
Mm-hmm. Follow your dreams.
And if that fails, become a lawyer.
Yeah, that's yeah. like my goal or plan.
And Hudson, what about you?
I think, I don't know, probably I might become a lawyer, but I might do something else.
Well, you don't have to make a decision. You got a lot of time, no pressure. One thing, though, I know, you know, you wanted to make some money, right? You don't want to.
Yeah.
I mean, not that that's that important, but Michelle, you think that's important for,
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, for freedom.
Yeah.
And fun.
And to marry someone.
And to marry yeah. someone, yes.
We've been kidding about that all season because Michelle is single and there's a lot of
high
things.
Standards.
High standards. And I think the advice you got from Mr. Real.
Oh, yes,
Terry
to find
Real,
someone with a good heart.
Find someone
now
with a good
just
heart.
Now that's asking for a lot.
That's asking for a lot. Find someone with a good heart. But so you don't have to make a decision about what you want to be when you grow up, but you do want to be good people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Because that's really important.
Yeah, because, like, you don't want to be a bad person and, like, people won't like you.
And do things that are not right. You want to
yeah.
do things that were right. When I was in college, my degree was in doing the right thing, otherwise known as moral philosophy. Okay, so we're going to turn the tables right now. You got a few minutes. Why don't you ask us some questions so the two of you can ask Michelle and I. We can do a rapid round if you want. You can ask us quick questions and we'll just answer quickly. Michelle's okay. looking okay. forward to it.
So we have prepared a few questions.
Okay. So the first one is, what is your favorite car?
My favorite car,
ooh,
Michelle.
Yeah. It's between a G-Wagon, like a silver one, all silver. Or
that's a Mercedes.
Porsche 911. I think it's a GTRS.
Wow. Very sick. Specific.
Yeah.
I like it.
You have to be very specific when you want something.
I've tried out a lot of very different cars, and you know I generally like the ones that I've tried, but I'm going to go with the Porsche or Porsche, however you want to pronounce it.
Okay. What's your favorite holiday?
For some reason, I thought you meant vacation because in the UK, when they say holiday, they mean vacation. Thanksgiving.
Valid.
Father's Day. It's coming up. This is airing just before Father's Day. While we're talking about Father's Day, before you get to your next question, is there something that the two of you want to say about your father? Because you have that chance. I'm wearing the dad shirt, the daughter's first love and the son's first hero. How would you describe your father as we approach Father's Day?
You're like really funny and like nice
yeah.
and like caring.
Yeah, and you really like giving back to people
yeah.
and caring for people.
Uh-huh.
That's really important. And thank you for saying that. I want to talk a little bit about when you do your B'nai Mitzvah, you're going to do a charity. You can ask a question. We have time. Charity. Just tell everyone because you, Hudson, you brought up, you said, I like giving back. We're trying to give you that gift of giving back to the community, to others as a priority. And you're each doing what's called a mitzvah project, which you're doing something good. Harper, you want to start? What are you going to do?
So I'm thinking about giving like baskets or like bags of like toys, books, and like essentials to foster kids because I know that they don't have stuff that like I feel like is needed in like a childhood.
And you're going to have a little party at your house so you can have your...
Yeah, I'm going to invite some of my friends, and we're going to make care packages for all of them.
And the kids will help you. Your friends will help.
Yeah.
And then you'll give them to the foster kids.
Uh-huh.
Great. That's a wonderful thing. Hudson? You're going to go and do interviews?
Oh, yeah. Interviews to, like...
Elderly people.
Elderly people and, yeah. like, homeless people.
And why do you want to do the interviews?
For them to like reflect back on their life and like remember.
And then you stuff. Can, at least for the elderly, you can give it to their families so they have a really great memento. And maybe Jose can do some videoing. So we'll give them, their family, a video after you ask them questions about their lives.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful, beautiful thing. And I think they would enjoy talking. People enjoy talking about their lives, as you can tell from your father. Okay, continue. How much time do we have, Josh? 6 minutes. All right, here we go.
You want to ask this one?
What was your favorite subject in school?
Oh, that wasn't what he was.
English.
I loved history. I really love learning from the past, and history is it.
Okay, if you were a Greek god, which one would you be?
Oh my gosh, I have this perfectly down. Well, I didn't. She's not. She's a goddess, Aphrodite. Yeah. She's the goddess of love and beauty.
A Greek god. I am a Greek god, so it's hard to think of someone else. Are you though? How about Venus?
Venus.
Who's Isn't Venus? That
a
planet?
She's a goddess
of
wasn't
what?
She? I don't know.
Anyone? Love.
Nope.
Okay. It's not love? Yes, it is.
I don't know.
Sex? I don't know. It's love or sex. Sorry, the kids are getting embarrassed. Next question, moving right along.
If you had $1 million to spend in one day, what would you spend it on?
Yikes. That I don't know.
A singular day?
One day.
Front row seats for the New York Knicks championship? No.
Shopping spree. 100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would share it with people who need it.
Oh.
And
you would share it, but what about like the other half?
I'd get a really good meal. I don't know what I'd do. I don't really need anything. I would like to share it with my family. I would like to, you know, go have a great day, go like fly somewhere for the day and just sit on the beach. And why is that funny?
No, it's not. We're just reading the question and I spelled something really wrong.
All right, go ahead.
If you had if a genie would grant you 3 wishes, what would you ask for?
Ooh.
I would ask for, we'll go back and forth. Happiness for my family is number one.
Health.
Good health.
Yeah.
These are so boring.
What else? Well, I answered, so you have to answer the second one.
A day off.
One day?
You're the managing partner. Give yourself a day off.
The managing partner of your life.
The perfect partner.
That's a good one. I would just say, seeing you guys happy, that would make my life to see you guys very happy with whatever you decide to do.
Okay, what is your favorite snack?
Warm chocolate chip cookies with ice cream.
Not really a snack, but sure.
Okay, I don't know. Chips. Okay. I don't know.
Coconut soft serve ice cream.
Coconut Ooh. Soft serve. 3 minutes. All right, give us your best question because I want to do a few thank yous before we... Your best question.
We have two more.
Okay, go ahead. We can do it.
What is your favorite species of socks?
Favorite species of socks. I really like... there's an Adidas socks with the little label on the side. I really like those.
I like Lululemon no-show socks. They're very comfortable.
Okay.
Nice. You had a better answer than you. Yeah. Hudson said nice.
Okay, we have one question for you, Daddy.
I'm ready.
Don't you always wear that shirt? And don't you have 50 shirts from Facebook Marketplace?
That's very true. I do. I have so many. In fact, I have one, the Viking shirt with you. It says, like father, like daughter. And it's a Viking. That's
yeah, you always wear those kind of shirts.
Yeah. That's me. That's who I am.
And do you always get them from Facebook?
I do. That's all I do. I'm a Facebook marketer. Last couple of comments, either of you, as we close out the show, close out the season. It's been a pleasure. I love having you guys on the show. If we do this show again,
I will
come back.
On the show.
All right.
Yeah, same.
And how have you enjoyed Michelle?
I like her.
She's very
nice.
And yes.
Yeah.
She is.
Thank you.
Anything else to close out? Because I want to do a few thank yous. I got a minute and a half of thank yous. Think about it while I'm saying thank you. Bye. You're gonna say goodbye from Gervie's Law. So get it together. I want to thank, first of all, Genevieve Wong. She is the best producer anyone could ever have. And she finds the guests. She gets the best guests. We love Genevieve. My life has been so much more special because of having her as a producer for so many years. Jose here with the camera and doing the social media. We love Jose with all the great social media. Kevin, there's no better KBC producer than Kevin. He is the best. Josh in the booth today. We haven't been around together long, but hey, you're doing a great job. Just like Art, who was promoted. Art has been great. Waylon has been great. Everyone and Michelle, finishing off with Michelle, has been so amazing. Thank you for doing the show. And I want to thank my wife, Nancy, of course, because she has given me these beautiful children. And it has been amazing having Nancy with me on this journey. And she was the one that started the show by finding this radio show for me. Kids, get us out.
Goodbye, and thank you from Gervie's Law.
Bye, world.
Thanks from Gervie's Law.